This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Policy Thursday, the dairy industry a bit concerned over talk from the Trump administration about a proposal to close the U.S. southern border with Mexico. Here to discuss what the impact might be with the U.S. dairy industry is Chris Galen, Senior VP of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation.
You have to remember that Mexico is our number one export market for U.S. dairy products. And so shutting off the border and presumably, at least in the short term, cutting off all those exports would have really damaging effects for dairy farmers and dairy exporters in this country. I'm sure it would be really negative for the cash markets for things like cheese and butter and powder. And it would really be disruptive all the way back to dairy farms in this country. Certainly, it would also be disruptive for Mexican consumers who buy our dairy products. So that's why we're hoping that this is just saber-rattling by the Trump administration, but we did indicate in letters that we sent earlier this week to Congress as well as to USDA and the administration that there would be terrible consequences for all of agriculture, including dairy, if that border were to be closed.
And as former Ag Secretary and now with the U.S. Dairy Export Council, Tom Vilsack said that you can't use food and dairy products as a bargaining chip when we're talking about these immigration issues, particularly when the dairy farmer's bottom line is really struggling right now.
Well, certainly one of the reasons we're concerned about Mexico is the weakened state of the dairy economy, and that also then led us to last week, Bill, work with dozens of members of Congress in both parties on both sides of the Hill, both the Senate and the House, to write letters to the Agriculture Department urging the agency to expedite the adoption of the new dairy margin coverage program. As we know, Congress worked to pass the Farm Bill late last year. It was signed by the President right before Christmas, and the USDA for the past few months has been working on implementing the new regulations that govern the dairy margin coverage program. But the bottom line is that program isn't really brand new. It's modeled after the old margin protection program. The rates and the premiums are structured somewhat differently, but the overall concept of this is the same. And so what we need to have is this program rolled out as soon as possible. Now, the timetable the USDA has put out is that sign-up won't start until June, and the first payments for those who sign up in June won't be made available until July. So that's still more than 3 months off, and in the meantime, farmers are really just hanging on by the skin of their teeth in many cases. So that's why we're gratified that we saw these letters go from members of Congress. We had 77 House members sign the letter that came from the House of Representatives. We had 38 senators from both parties send a letter from the Senate, and all this is designed to just keep the pressure on USDA so they know how urgent it is that they move to implement the new DMC.
It's nice to see a bipartisan effort where members of Congress from really across the nation are supporting the dairy industry.
One of the things we have working for us is that there are dairy farms in all 50 states. And so this is not just a regional issue. This is a national situation. And, of course, prices have been low for 4 years now, Bill. We're entering our fifth year of subpar milk prices and very, very compressed margins. And so for those reasons, there's a real sense of urgency here. Now, we know that USDA has to make certain that it gets its I's dotted and the T's crossed as it comes up with the new regulations. But this is an issue that's being watched not just by those of us in the dairy sector, but ultimately by members of Congress who passed the Farm Bill last year.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
And now a genetic update and comments from Dean Good from Do Good Holsteins of Wisconsin. His herd of 64 cows, home to 12 that are ranked excellent, and they've sold multiple bulls into AI and embryos around the globe.
They're functional, not because they're excellent, but if the classifiers do their job right, they're identifying cows that live and where to live to be old cows, and therefore gives them an opportunity to make a lot of milk.
Holstein Association USA has launched a new program, Holstein Marketplace Sires. You can learn more at holsteinusa.com/marketplace. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.